Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on Halachos of Traveling. In the first four segments, we discussed Tfilas HaDerech, the special prayer said when one is traveling. I would like to move on to general Halachos of prayer now. The regular Tfilos, Shachris in the morning, Minch in the afternoon, Mariv at night. Many times, as a person is traveling, a person's trip coincides with one of the prayers. What's the story? A person should daven during travel, a person should wait, a person should daven before. All these things are questions. So the important thing to realize is all of these prayers, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, all have very defined times that they can be said. So it's not so easy to just say to a person, hey, just daven when the trip is over. It could be by the time the plane lands, it's too late to daven Shachris or whatever. So many, many times when a person is traveling, they need to be davening. So this is relevant sitting in a car, a train, a plane, etc. We're not talking about the person driving. It clearly would be inappropriate to be davening while you're driving. You're talking to God. You're supposed to be focusing. By definition, if you're driving, you're doing five other things at the same time. But if you're a passenger, and the way the schedule works out is you need to be davening while you're traveling, what should you keep in mind? So the most striking issue has to do with the Shmona Esrei. The Shmona Esrei, of course, is the segment, it's the core of every prayer which we say, and we traditionally say it's standing up. If, heaven forbid, a person's not able to stand, that's a different story. But if a person's able to stand, he's supposed to say it standing up. So theoretically speaking, if a person was managing their own trip, imagine a family was on a car ride and it came time to daven mincha. So the ideal thing would be that at some point during the time to daven mincha, the car would stop, you know, at a rest stop or something, and whoever was going to daven mincha would get out of the car and daven mincha. And that would facilitate the saying of Shmona Esrei standing up. That would be the most appropriate thing. There are, of course, circumstances that it's not an option. It could be not an option because I'm sitting on a train or a plane, and shockingly, if a person presses the stewardess button in the middle of the flight and says, I'd really like to land the plane to daven mincha, they normally don't listen. So obviously, there are many times where it's just not up to me. It's also possible person's driving, they realize, oh my gosh, they didn't daven mincha, and actually the place that they could theoretically stop to daven mincha is not a safe place to be. So you're not going to say in that circumstance that they should stop the car and get out if it's a dangerous place to be. But the time for mincha is elapsing. So then the appropriate thing to do would be to daven while sitting in the car. And then there's another very interesting exception. We had a similar exception to this when we were talking about Tfilas HaDerech. Sometimes if a person has to stop the trip, a person will be so agitated with the fact that they need to stop the trip that it will be a great disturbance to their kavana. Now, truth be told, our kavana, our focus during davening, the vast majority of us could probably have much improved kavana. But having said that, if the very honor to the tefillah is that I'm going to stop the car so I can daven standing up, but a person's going to be so agitated as they're davening standing up because, you know, the wedding starts at such and such a time and we're running late and oh my gosh, it actually is probably a greater honor to the tefillah to just daven sitting down while the driving continues. Not while you're driving, while someone else is driving. So though it's ideal to daven Shmona Esrei standing, these are all examples where it would be reasonable to daven Shmona Esrei sitting, whether it be that you're not calling the shots in the first place, whether it be that the place that you want to stop is dangerous, whether it be that you'll be very disturbed if you stop the car, and that probably will disturb your focus during prayer in its own right. There's an interesting question which the Mishnah Berurah poses. Let's say if I daven in my seat in the car or the train or whatever it is, it actually is a good, healthy context in which I can focus. But if I wait to daven once the trip is over, and I'll be able to daven standing up, but it's actually going to be a much more distracting circumstance. Think for a moment of the choice between davening on the plane during the flight, or davening in the middle of a very busy airport where you can't find a quiet terminal. It could very well be that it'll be better for your kavana to daven sitting in your seat in the plane than standing in the middle of the busy terminal. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says if you have to make that choice, you're better off davening sitting if you think the Kavanah context will be healthier for you. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.